Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello out there, and welcome to the Danny
and Rihanna Show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
And this is Rihanna Manuel Pena, Danny's wife. And Danny has a story time for you all.
Yes, yes. But before I talk about the story, we're actually recording outside because we're going to Dominican Republic and we have more content from there coming up very, very soon. So I was in New York City because I was trying to figure out a way to do my paperwork for my dual citizenship. So I'm going to play the video when the day started and then how it ended. And from there, we'll talk about everything that happened after.
All right, let's hit it.
Let's go for it.
Yo, imagine waking up to this view. Look at that. That looks crazy. And it's like 5 o'clock in the morning right now. Yep, not a bad view at all. Hello, New York City.
All right, good morning, everyone. I'm here in New York City. And today I'm gonna try to apply for my Dominican citizenship. So the way how it works, you have to get the apostille of the state where you were born. So for me, it's New York City. So I'm gonna go and do that. Get my apostille, get that notarized here in the state. And then from there, I'm going to go to the Dominican consulate in Times Square. There's many all over Manhattan, but this is the closest one for me. And I believe it's the fastest because it's a lot bigger. There's a lot of stations for you to do your thing. So I'm going to do that and let's see what happens. I know that in order for me to get the cédula, I have to apply for citizenship and then apply for the cédula. You could use that to travel. That could be your passport if you have that. Oh, you can get the usual passport too. So let's see what happens. Follow me and let's see what happens. Wish me luck.
Right now, you see I'm in downtown. I'm trying to get my paperwork notarized. Yo, the mission for me to walk around here has been brutal. So first of all, I went to the wrong office because that's when I pick up my apostille once I do the notary thing. So right now I'm going there and then I have to go back. The thing is, all this is right by the parade. So everywhere I go, it's like, it's closed. So it's been hard for me to walk around and find like an exit around here, you know? So but I'll let you know once everything goes through.
All right, so the past hour and a half, almost 2 hours now, I'm trying to go to the street where I need to get my paperwork for my documents. And yo, everything is closed. Look at this. Yeah. It's been a mission for me. So, and I only have until today to do all of it. And I'm flying back tonight. So it's been really, really tough. You know, this area is in downtown in the city.
and it's right next to the parade, so all these streets are closed. Like, it's a lot of people walking everywhere. I'm a bit far from City Hall, but yeah, this has been crazy. Look, I'm even sweaty. Look at this. Ugh. Right. So it's been like 20 minutes later. I'm still trying to figure out how to get to the other side. I know I was just there before I got my notary. Yo, this whole left side over here is blocked. I can't really do anything. Let me show you. They got it like super locked down. But I think I'm gonna take a shortcut around this area, all the way downtown. Yo, it's been crazy. Bro, I'm here in New York and I'm trying to get some paperwork. Yo, it's right next to the parade. I've been trying to get to that area for like 2 hours, and it's been freaking chaos. Hey, yo, I don't even know how I'm gonna get there, man. I've been trying for over 2 hours trying to figure this thing out, and it's been a mission, bro.
So, Danny, that is the start of the adventure.
Yes.
But real quick, before we get into what unfolds after, mm-hmm. if you are liking this content, if you are curious about what it takes to move your family from California to the Dominican Republic, please like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are trying to get to 1,000 subscribers before we actually leave, and that is getting closer than ever with some really exciting updates we have to share with you very soon.
Yes.
So please go ahead and sub. Make sure that you have alerts on because we will be sharing some really cool stuff very, very soon. But before we get to all of that, Danny, what happened after the end of that video?
All right, so it took me a couple of hours, like I said in the video, to get into the multiple buildings for me to get my apostille, to get notarized, my paperwork notarized and all that, and then back to the apostille. It was just a mission. But after that, I went to the Dominican Embassy, and I had everything ready, set to show them my paperwork. I was like, all right, actually, there was nobody there, this section of to become a citizenship, to apply. There was nobody in line. I was the only person. So I was like, okay, this is going to be a smooth process. Once I was there, we were just talking. We were talking about the parade that I came from California. I had no idea because I booked this 2 weeks before all this. And we were just talking, and I was like, yeah, can I go to the restaurant real quick? I've just been out all day. She's like, yeah. So I went, came back to the office, and I see her going like this, like, oh, man. Because she heard my story before she actually got to see my paperwork. So she knew that I was going to be disappointed with the news. So, man, this was rough.
And after how long? are we in the timeline?
This is, I'm talking about, like, I got to the downtown area, like the Wall Street area around there, maybe like around 8 o'clock in the morning, because it was gonna open, but I wanted to get there early because I found out about the parade.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I was there for like hours. I think like 3 to 4 hours I was there.
Actually. And now after 3 and 4 hours, what happened?
Then I had to go to the embassy. So that was like another 30.
She had her face hung down.
Oh, you mean her? Okay,
and
yeah,
after
yeah.
However many hours, 3, 4 hours, now this is what you hear from her.
So she said, she looked at my birth certificate and she looked at my dad's, because also I had my mom's with me. Because the thing is, they're going to ask you, oh, your parents are alive and all this stuff, you know. So I'm like, look, I have everything here. The good thing about the Dominican embassy, before I go with the bad news, is you could show them digital copies of your parents' birth certificate if you plan to apply. Or you could also get the physical. So, like, I had my mom's physical, but I also had my dad's copy, digital copy. So, you know, she looked at it, she double-checked, and she goes, your dad's name in your U.S. birth certificate is different than the actual Dominican birth certificate. So his name is Jose Daniel Peña. In my birth certificate, it says Daniel Peña.
Mm.
They didn't accept it. So now, yeah, so remember, I went to New York. It was a two-day trip. I had to attend an event. And then I wanted to do all this stuff. So I really didn't have time to fix whatever issues that I had, because if I was there for like maybe like an extra day, I could have fixed all this. I could have fixed my birth certificate, get the correct name, everything, typo, and then go back to the embassy. Maybe I had to fix my apostle. That's a different story. We'll talk about that another day. But
long story short,
yeah,
we're back in the West Coast, headed to DR for business and other stuff you'll hear about, but mm-hmm. You got to go back to New York again.
Now, let me explain what I have to do now to fix my birth certificate. So I have two options. I need to show a physical copy of my dad's birth certificate or passport, something that proves that that's his actual name,
mm-hmm.
etc. For my case, I'm not gonna give them my dad's passport. That's gonna be hard.
He needs that.
He needs it. My dad travels a lot
for things. Yeah.
So the only option I have is the Dominican birth certificate. Now, I called the consulate here in Los Angeles. There's a Dominican consulate here in Glendale, where it's close to our house. It's not that far. I could just mm-hmm. go and get the physical copy of his birth certificate. Now, the difference is it has to be translated to English,
mm-hmm.
right? So once I do that, the process is going to be super easy, etc. Once I do that, now I have two options. Apply to get my birth certificate corrected. If I do this through mail, it's going to take 12 weeks.
Up to
12 weeks. There's some other stuff going on behind the scenes that we're going to talk about in a different time, because you know we're in the process of selling a home. We're trying to move to Punta Cana in the future. So that's a different story, which we'll talk about another day. But 12 weeks, way too long. I think I need to get this as soon as possible. Now, if I go to New York, it'll be
one day,
in an hour or two, whatever, I'll get it. And I could go back to the embassy with the correct document.
And I get the apostle in Spanish.
And I get the apostle in Spanish. Because here's the thing. Yeah, you can get the apostle, but if it's in English, it's not going to work. It has to be translated to Spanish, because that's what the Dominican government wants. It's a translated version. It can't be English.
So this complicated process and the kind of pricey hiccup of your parents not having the same names on their birth certificates.
Not my parents, my dad. My mom's is fine.
Well, what I'm saying is those particulars are Dominican Republic specific. It may not be that way depending on the country that you are applying for dual citizenship.
They have different rules.
They each have different rules. It's important to know what those rules are before you begin the process.
Yeah.
But for us and our family, there's a little bit more work to be done. We are in Las Vegas right now, about to head to DR, as we said.
In a couple hours, actually, we're leaving to the microphone.
In less than a day.
Yeah.
And we got our another original marriage certificate printed.
Oh, yes.
We're at the Marriage License Center. So that we will be mailing over to Carson City, Nevada, since we got married here in Nevada, and get that apostilled in Spanish so that we can prove our marriage. And then from there, that helps me get my citizenship.
There's other things too, but
similar for our kids. We get their birth certificates, which are back in Pasadena. And, you know, once baby boy is born, we'll just send our two kids off to get apostilled in California in Spanish. Same deal. So this is kind of the process. And there's some other paperwork we will also need to get copies of in an apostille in Spanish. Things like our credit history, our credit report, a background check, and we're gonna just get all that done while we're still here in the States, so we just have it on us and we don't have to run back and forth to the U.S. in order to get that documentation if there's any trouble.
Yeah, and I know there's lawyers in Dominican Republic where you could have all the paperwork, they can handle the rest, so because you don't want to go back and forth.
Yeah.
But having someone there, like for me, it will be easy to do my stuff, and then it will be easy for us to get our kids done. Yeah. Is the whole marriage thing where it's a little bit different, and it's a different process. But the first thing the consulate said to me in the embassy is like, look, getting your apply for you to apply citizenship is a lot easier. And then once you do that, then it's your kids and then your wife, because that one takes a little bit longer. The other ones will be a lot faster. So it was just more of my bad, not knowing the situation of like translating the apostle.
And then the birth certificate.
And I didn't know about my dad's name typo in my birth certificate, you know? So like, but besides that, I would have been done with this months ago.
Sure, but we are where we are.
Yeah.
And this is how we learn. And hopefully you all can learn from our experience. If there's anything in our story time that helps you out, then we think it's worth it.
Yeah.
But it's just important to know all the details, and there are so many details.
Yeah.
So do all the research you can, try your best. If you have a mistake, even if it's a costly one, it is what it is. It's still all worth it.
It's all worth it. Like, this is our future. You know, we're going all in. We already have land. Construction is going to start very soon in our house, like our new home. And we're ready to do this, you know? So like, yes, I know you guys enjoyed me in New York City, all sweaty in the middle of a New York Knicks parade, which I had no idea that was going to happen.
Knicks in five, baby.
But, you know, yes, even going through all that stuff and learning from the mistakes and so on, is going to be all worth it for us to do all this stuff that we've been doing now for like the past year or so. And also doing the research on like how it is buying a house in the Dominican Republic and so on. So like, we've been learning a lot, you know, and plus we have friends that moved already from the States, where they're also giving us other tips that nobody has talked about. We're going to talk about that another day, but it is crazy.
Shout out to Trop Your Mom. Well, we're hoping to get her back on the show at some point after she's made it over there. She's now moved. So if you followed her episode, we'll definitely have updates to share very soon. We'll be seeing her this weekend. So, please keep it locked here. We have so much news to share with you very, very soon once things are final, and we're excited to go visit. We'll be making some content in country in our new home, and we'll be visiting some friends, some business contacts, and we'll have more to share.
So we have the trip over there to the Dominican Republic coming up. Rihanna has never been to Santo Domingo.
I have not.
I can't wait to record her reaction to see
the capital.
The capital, and there's a couple of things we're gonna record a lot of stuff while we're there. So there's gonna be a lot of separate episodes of our experience being in Dominican Republic the next couple of days. So stay tuned. That's gonna be starting next week, actually.
Starting next week.
So stay tuned. Anything else, Ree?
That's it. You know, make sure you tell a friend about the show, and we appreciate all the support.
All right. Until next time, we're out. Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.